the rest of the story. Mrs. Paul is the choir director for the Westside Baptist Church, Biotinus, Nebraska. Her daughter Marilyn is the church pianist. Neither has ever been late for choir practice. To the contrary, both are in the habit of arriving 15 minutes early. But it's Wednesday evening, March 1, 1950. Choir practice begins at 7:30, and this will be the first time that either Mrs. Paul or her daughter Marilyn has ever been late for choir practice. But you know what? There are 18 members in the Westside Baptist Church choir, and each and every one on that very same night was late for practice. All 18 had perfectly valid excuses, but all were late. Every member of the Westside Baptist Church choir was late for practice that night. 18 members, each tardy. The choir director's excuse was that her daughter, the church pianist, had fallen asleep after dinner and did not awaken in time. Some of the other excuses: LaDonna Vandegrift, high school sophomore, was having trouble with her homework. Like Mrs. Paul and her daughter, Miss Vandegrift knew practice began promptly. She always came early, but this evening she was detained by a particularly baffling geometry problem. Royina Estes and her sister Sadie were ready to leave their house on time, but their car wouldn't start. Ordinarily, Miss Schuster was 10 minutes early for choir practice. That night, March 1, she was detained at her mother's house. Herb Kipp was at his own home. He would have been early, too, but there was this important letter he had to write. He'd been putting it off for some time, and time just got away from him. Excuses, excuses, excuses. Boyce Black would probably not have been early, but she certainly would have been on time. But it was cold out that evening, and she wanted to stay in the house until the last possible minute, and she was late. Harvey All would have been on time, but his wife was out of town. That left him in charge of their two young sons. A friend had invited Harvey and the two boys out to dinner. A pleasant conversation carried them away, and Harvey was late. Lucille Jones and Dorothy Wood were high school girls, lived next door to each other. Lucille was listening to a half-hour radio program that began at 7 o'clock. She just had to hear how the show ended. Dorothy waited for her. Pastor Klempel and his wife, they were always on time for choir practice, but not the evening of March 1. Pastor Klempel's wristwatch, the accuracy of which he was always so proud, that night that watch was 5 minutes slow. The remaining choir members had equally valid excuses for their tardiness. Excuses, excuses, 18 excuses. Never before, never since, had each and every choir member of the Westside Baptist Church been late for choir practice on the same evening. And that was the evening of Wednesday, March 1, 1950. Choir practice scheduled as usual for 7:30, but nobody showed up at 7:30. Nobody was there in the church at 7:30. And 7:30 precisely is when a natural gas leak surfacing in the basement of the Westside Baptist Church was ignited by the furnace, and the church blew up. The church was demolished. And the old furnace of the Westside Baptist Church was directly below the choir loft. Now you know the rest of the story.